The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Here's a snarky nurse for you. She comments that if you are not absolutely thrilled with your treatment, your sickness will be cheerfully refunded. Hey, who wants that back? If you are not thrilled with our program today, we will cheerfully refund you 2 hours of time. Wouldn't that be nice, being able to recover time? That's what life is made of, time. Anyway, one thing we can guarantee, though, is that that you will be healthier at 11 o'clock than you were at 9, whether it's a.m. or p.m., as long as on Saturday, as long as it's on Saturday. I'm trying to talk too fast right out of the gate. And if you're tuned to AM 690 or FM 94.3, providing, of course, you heed the information that we share with you each and every week here on Dr. Health Radio. Aloha, good morning, and welcome once again to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy, and we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And if you like what you hear, tell your friends and neighbors and loved ones, and that way everybody will be healthier in the process. So we have absolutely fascinating information for you today. And the first hour of the program, we'll talk about yoga. Well, not yoga for your body, but yoga for the brain. Christina Smith joins us in just a few minutes after these announcements and the Health Hotline News, talking about some brain exercises you can do to stay sharp and also help your physical health, but mainly mental health. And speaking of mental health, our main guest in the second half of this hour's program, Brett Francis on mental health. She's the author of Not Broken, How to Overcome Mental Health Challenges and Unlock Your Full Potential. You know, whether you have ADHD or ADD or anxiety, there's OCD, all the different acronyms and diseases or disorders or syndromes, panic disorder and Tourette's syndrome. There's a lot of things, you know, so much of health is mental health. I mean, it's the black box, another word for your brain, that black box computer upstairs. So we'll talk about that and some of the things that we can do to improve our mental health. And also, I have an interesting study on the upside of anxiety, how it can actually improve your memory. Not too much of it, just a particular dose of anxiety that's actually good for you. All right, so that'll be in the first hour of the program. Then next hour, do you enjoy dessert after a meal? Who doesn't? Yeah, we all like sweets, right? Think it's going to kill your diet, though? Well, then tune in next hour as Mary Lou Reed, a former nun who has lost 50 pounds and has kept it off for 50 years, I might add, shares her tips on permanent weight loss as we delve into her new book, the information in her book, Always Eat Dessert. Then, if you've ever been to a hot springs, well, we have lots of information there. How hot springs and health spas can, you know, they're the epicenter of healing and rejuvenation and really the perfect wellness vacation when you think of it. Well, we'll talk to the head of the world's largest hot springs pool and resort and how spas and springs can improve your health. Plus our regular features, the Fitness File, Matters of Sexual Health, Funny Bone Pharmacy, and Dick Allgaier's Health Report. But first, straight ahead in the news. 10 ways to live long and prosper. Also, how hand-holding someone else's can reduce pain. plus an instant brain boost, and an overlooked way to get rid of allergies. It has to do with your washing machine. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
You know, we can do anything. We're smart and strong. The last thing we need is something to slow us down. So here's something everyone should know. UV rays from the sun can hurt your skin. Even a few serious sunburns can increase your chances of getting skin cancer. So choose your cover. Use sunscreen with at least SPF 15 with UVA and UVB protection. Cover up with clothing or find some shade. As long as we protect our skin from the sun, we can keep reaching for the stars.
Brought to you by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
All right, 10 ways to live long and prosper. Number one, might be a good idea to live life in the fast lane, as in fasting, intermittent fasting. That is cramming all your calories into just maybe two meals a day. That will help manipulate your cell structures to boost lifespan, according to cell metabolism. Also, being a rocket man is actually healthy. That is, if you eat rocket, you are what you eat. And I'll explain what rocket is in a second. But eating nitrates is linked to reduced risk of cardiovascular diseases. That's why beets are so popular. You know, you see these commercials for these beet extracts and beet tablets and powders. And people put beets in their smoothie now and everything because beets are high in nitrate compounds, as is spinach as well. But the humble rocket, otherwise known as arugula, it's called rocket in Europe, and we call it usually arugula here in America, but it contains more than any other leafy green. In fact, 10 times more than garlic, which is also a rich source of nitrates. That's according to the Journal of Clinical Pharmacology. A number three way to live long and prosper is to fight your corner, stand up for yourself. A study conducted in rural Italy found a correlation between stubbornness and a long life. So you grumpy old men out there, celebrate. Number four, it's okay to be a lone wolf, especially people who took part in a solitary physical activity or physical activities, plural, were found to be less likely to suffer from frailty in old age, according to the Journal of Epidemiology. Number five way to live long and prosper, brush up on longevity. That is, holding on to all your own natural teeth. That'll significantly boost your chances of living to 100. So brush, floss, rinse, scrape your tongue. And number six, time to come together. If you have a significant other, having sex twice a week cuts your risk of heart disease by 45%. That's according to New England Research Institute. And being older and wiser, feeling positive about aging, not grumbling about it, and enjoying yourself as you pass those, you know, the big 40 and retirement and the big 70 and hopefully all the way to the big 80 or 90. But you can expect to live about 7.5 years longer if you actually feel positive about the aging process. A couple others. Yeah, this is one good reason. It's man's best friend. In a Swedish study, the mortality rate of dog owners ages 40 to 80 was 20% lower than that of those that did not have dogs. Two more. Number nine, are you the strong and silent type, especially you men out there? Well, researchers have found that bottling up even low levels of anxiety and depression correlate with higher mortality rates. And that's good for talk radio. Talk must be healthy, so talk radio must be healthy, right? Don't like the way I talk? Think I talk too much? Call me. Let's talk about it. Anyway, and finally, number 10 way to live long and prosper, escape to the country, as in the North Shore, if you're here on Oahu listening to us. Commutes of over 90 minutes each way lead to life-shortening obesity and poor sleep, according to the University of California. And of course, you don't have to go to the country, but just have a shorter commute. That's mainly what they're telling you to do. Because the more time you spend in your car or commuting, whether it's on a bus or any kind of transportation, it's not as conducive to health as if you had a short commute. All right, let's see. Elsewhere in the news, easing your aches by holding hands. The next time you're in pain, reach for a loved one. This according to the National Academy of Sciences Journal, and they found that hand-holding eases stress. Yeah, we've heard about this before. Slows your breathing and heart rate, and the researchers say that hand-holding also makes your brain waves sync with the other person's brain waves, so it reduces your pain signals between your brain and your body. All right, good news there. And other ways to stay sharp or keeping your brain sharp, you know, it's important to know how you age so that you can reverse some of the deleterious effects of brain aging. Your gray matter shrinks. You've heard that your brain shrinks. Neurons start diminishing in both number and size as time goes on, slightly reducing your brain volume. And that affects your ability to recall details and facts with the quickness that you had in your youth. Now, also, connections between neurons diminish. The neurotransmitter, involvement in memory, it's acetylcholine is the messenger or the main ingredient that you need for that, and that naturally decreases with age. And and there's some research showing that taking additional acetylcholine supplements, and of course there's some drugs that increase your acetylcholine in a drug way, but you can do it naturally as well. And that can help your body or your brain transport messages and, you know, communicate between the cells. Okay, real quickly, getting long in the tooth here. Stress takes its toll on your brain cells. The Rush University Medical Center study found that those most easily stressed developed more cognitive impairment by the end of the study than other participants. So you want to be more resilient and bulletproof yourself against stress. And high blood pressure and cholesterol starve your cells, your brain cells, that is. LDL cholesterol can clog the tiny capillaries in the brain, cutting off the blood that supplies the all-important oxygen and nutrients and also glucose. That can increase your risk of stroke. And also, high blood pressure doubles your risk of Alzheimer's. And speaking of brain, here's an instant brain boost for you. Seek novelty. Your brain is a thrill seeker, it seems. New experiences stimulate the production of dopamine. And that's involved in learning and memory, not just feeling good. Doing new things, learning a new instrument or taking a course or going to a new place you haven't traveled to before, all those things will help to counteract that. Okay, and then one last article in the news, washing away allergies. If you find yourself sniffling in bed, crank up that washing machine setting, the temperature. In a South Korean study, laundering cotton sheets at 140 degrees killed 100% of dust mites, which are often the offender when it comes to allergies. Well, get this, warm, and I know a lot of you, including close friends and relatives, do this. They want to save money on, or, you know, save the hot water bill, and then they say, oh, you know, I have cold water detergent. It's okay. No, it's not, because warm water at 104 degrees, mind you, washes or destroys only 6% of the dust mites, whereas washing at 140, 100% of the dust mites are gone. So set your machine to sanitize setting if it has one, and that's hot enough to do the job. Otherwise, you can crank up your water heater, but make sure that you are careful about this because at that temperature, it can scald you in just a matter of seconds. Say if you're taking a hot shower and you forgot and you turned on the hot water too too hot a setting. All right. Okay, we'll have the surprising way to reduce sunburn pain a little later in the show. Okay, let's break for this important message and be back with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health with my next guest, Christina Smith. We'll talk about yoga for the brain. You've heard of yoga for the body. Well, what about upstairs? We'll have a checkup from the neck up with Christina Smith right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. Two locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Hey, welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. Here at Dr. Health Radio, not only do we cover the health facts that you need to know about your sense of sight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell, we also cover your other five senses, your sense of humor. That's why we have the Funny Bone Pharmacy next hour. Your sense of style, direction, honor, and wonder. And if you're just tuning us in and wondering what we're talking about this morning, we will be talking about in just a matter of seconds with Christina Smith. She's the author of Yoga for the Brain. She has five brain exercises she's going to share with us to boost your gray matter. So without further ado, let's bring her on the show. Christina, how the health are you? Good morning.
I'm wonderful, David. How the health are you?
It's excellent.
So delightful to be here.
Yes, yes. Well, thanks for being there and doing what you do. Now, I've done, I don't know how many shows, countless shows over the last 28 years about yoga for the body, but yoga for the brain. Let's talk about your book, Yoga for the Brain, and why you wrote it in the first place. And do we really need to get a checkup and a tune-up from the neck up?
Well, absolutely. And Yoga for the Brain is more than just one book. Actually, it's a four-book series, and what it does is profound philosophy and fun puzzle books. And it's amazing how they help you. But let me tell you the story of how I discovered Yoga for the Brain, because it's kind of fascinating.
Do tell.
I was on my way to visit my brother Rick in Colorado one Christmas-y time, and I hopped onto the airplane, strapped myself in, and realized the dreaded truth at 30,000 feet.
What was that?
I was bored. I was bored because I had read the InFlight magazine. I'd read everything on my iPad. And I'd done the crossword puzzles in the magazine. So in true, absolute desperation, I considered the Sudokus. And my brain said, Sudokus? Yuck, I don't do those. That sounds too much like math. But I really was desperate, so I tried them, knowing I would probably be really awful at it, and I was. I didn't get them at all, but I persevered. I got off the airplane, and my brother, who is a retired technologist, math genius and game designer, picked me up, and I asked him, so I bet you're really good at Sudoku, aren't you? And he says, why, of course. So we got to his house, and he downloaded some easy puzzles, you know, and I wasn't any better on the ground than I was in the air. I got to reveal that. Had a great trip, went back to the airport, and in the security line, I made a decision that changed my life. I decided that I was going to teach myself how to do Sudoku because I had read in some magazine that it was really good for your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't chicken out. I went right to the airport bookstore and bought a book of 300 easy puzzles and figured that was plenty of time for the learning curve and flat-out failure. So I got back home, started doing the puzzles, and then the most amazing thing happened. These deeply spiritual quotes came into my brain as I was doing the puzzles. And so I started writing them down, and then something else happened. I noticed that my brain was switching between logic and creative mode much more easily. I thought, maybe doing Sudoku isn't as puzzling as I thought. I realized then that you can do Sudoku like you can do any other practice that benefits your health, like a yoga.
And do you practice physical yoga, Christina?
I do practice physical yoga. I have an app on my phone, and I do yoga every morning.
Okay.
For my body. I do super brain yoga, which is a physical practice, and then I do my yoga for the brain.
Hmm.
So I love yoga, and I love stretching my brain as much as I stretch my mind.
And your muscles.
And my body.
Yeah, right. Okay, so how can people become more balanced with doing, say, if they're doing regular yoga for their muscles and bones and body, what can they do to start, doing something for their mind as well as their body?
Well, being able to... If you're more of an artistic person, an intuitive person, then find something that's logic-oriented to do, like maybe a Sudoku puzzle. If you're more of a
But not everybody likes Sudoku. I don't care for it. Is there some other alternative to Sudoku? I mean, come on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of alternatives. That's just the way that I figured it out. There are things like counting and doing jigsaw puzzles. And even if you're not a puzzle person, it's like learning how to pack your car with more stuff than possible. And that's a logic puzzle. So helping your brain think in ways that it's not accustomed to is a way to do the yoga for your brain.
So taking it out of its comfort zone, doing something novel that is not typically a routine exercise for you or activity in your life, that's what you want to look for.
Absolutely, and it's something that you're probably not going to be good at, and that's okay. But the reason you're not good at it is it's something that's not something you practice. So, like with any other technique, practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm. So fake it till you make it. All
right. Exactly.
And your four books tell people how to do that?
Exactly. Well, they give you puzzles, and then they have some fun facts in between the puzzles.
Okay.
So there's one Sudoku, because I don't like to do Sudoku. I do now, but I didn't before. And then I have three word search puzzle books.
Hmm. Okay. And how many minutes should you devote to yoga for the brain every day, if people want to?
According to most mindfulness and science experts who have studied the brain, it takes about 10 minutes of some sort of mindfulness practice, either meditation or yoga for the brain or something like that to have a positive impact. Mm. It's cumulative.
Right. Does it matter what time of the day you do it? Should you do it right when you first wake up in the morning or before you go to bed or when you're stressed out? Or what's the best time to do it?
The best time to do it is whenever you have a moment, and then you can just sit and be. The people who do a puzzle or do some kind of yoga for the brain mindfulness practice right before they go to bed report sleeping better at night, because it helps you switch your brain out of the to-do list and anything that you think about before bed into just relaxing into something else.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it first thing in the morning, like right after you have a glass of water and with your coffee or tea, then it's done. And however you can do it so that it becomes a routine, that 10 minutes a day will help you.
And is there any clinical evidence on the, you know, the benefits of this, whether it's yours or similar exercises for the brain, kind of a yoga exercise for the brain?
Absolutely. There are a number of studies in the National Institutes of Health that talk about how doing some kind of logic puzzle or puzzles of some kind really do help your brain into a mindfulness benefit.
I don't know. That's puzzling. No, just kidding.
It is.
the information itself sometimes can be puzzling. All right. Well, give us a website for people if they're interested in getting those four books. Or do you have to buy all four of them? Or can you just buy one initially and then get the others at a later date if you think it's something you like?
No. The Yoga for the Brain series is on Amazon.com. And
okay.
So there are three books, The Tao of Sudoku, The Word Search Oracle, and The Word Search Sage. And if you want to get a free 17-page guide of 5 easy brain-boosting life hacks you can do in less than 5 minutes per day, you can get that on my website, which is www.getfiveinfive.com.
Oh, that's easy. Get 5. Is it the number 5 or F-I-V-E?
The number 5.
F-I-V-E. Okay, the number 5.
Get5n5.com. Yep.
Okay, get5n5.com. Okay, great. All right, Christina, well, best of luck on continued success with your books, and thanks for being on the show here.
Thanks, David.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. There goes Christina Smith, Yoga for the Brain. And when we come back, we'll have Brett Francis on talking about mental health, whether you've had anxiety or ADHD, ADD, OCD, or any of the other acronyms that are having to do with mental health or not so good mental health. We'll talk about that with her. She's the author of Not Broken, How to Overcome Mental Health Challenges. And we will be back with more information for your mental health here on Dr. Health as we return. So don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you 5 dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and sleep. And no matter which doctor formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM. AM 690, The Answer.
Snow.
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 Welcome back. It's The Cure for the Common radio show. Thanks so much for being with us and making us part of your weekend. In this segment of the program, we are joined by Brett Francis. She's the author of Not Broken, How to Overcome Mental Health Challenges and Unlock Your Full Potential. And she has had experience herself with many other or many mental health issues. And so, you know, there's no better person to talk to than someone that has firsthand experience, no matter what topic you're talking about. And so we wanted to bring her on and share with her or share with us, have her share with us the many things that she's learned over the years on how you can improve your mental health as well. Brett Francis, good morning. How the health are you?
I'm good. I'm great. How are you?
Good. You sound like you're in an echo chamber. You're not in a, are you just, do you have a speakerphone or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is that a little better?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, perfect.
All right. Great. Now, first question right out of the box is, did you hear the one about the psychiatric chiropractor?
I don't think I have.
Yeah, he specializes in attitude adjustments. So,
I need to tell that one to my husband.
Yeah, I know a lot of people need to tell that to some other people. But anyway, on a serious note, let's talk about, well, sometimes we have to make light of mental health problems because they're so prevalent, and sometimes they're just annoyances. But then other times they really affect your quality of life and affect the quality of life of others around you. And they can, in some cases, be life-threatening. So let's talk about where should we start with the alphabetically with the A's, anxiety, ADD, ADHD. Where do you want to start here?
I don't know. There sure is a lot. You know, it really does seem like each make the other one worse. So anxiety makes Tourette's worse. Tourette's makes anxiety worse. Anxiety and ADHD don't go well together. And then I've got OCD and panic disorder as well. So. You can pick where we start. I'll tell you one thing. They sure butt heads against each other, though.
Right, right. Yeah, well, let's start with the A's and talk about attention deficit disorder and the fact that not only children and adolescents, but also adults are being written millions of prescriptions every year. And there is just tens or hundreds of millions of dollars being spent on the drugs that treat these mental disorders, the ADHD and ADD. What is your take on that from the standpoint of treating the symptoms and not always getting to the cause?
Yeah, I feel very strongly about, getting to the root cause of people's mental health. And I think that really first starts with understanding your own mental health. And it's unfortunate because we have come so far in the last decade of increasing research, the resources available to the public about mental illness and mental health, but it's still tough to find, and there's still that stigma attached. So when we talk about mental illness, we can't go in a drugstore and say, hey, I have diabetes, I'm looking for some insulin, or talk to your doctor about it. There's like kind of a cure-all. So you have diabetes, you get insulin, you get a broken leg, and it hurts, but you get a cast and possibly surgery and some painkillers. So when we go into our doctors and say, I'm struggling with this, I think that, we really need to work at understanding our own root cause. The doctors also need to work at that with the patient if they're looking for medical help, but also recognize that medical like medication isn't the only option for them. So for me, I've just recently started an anxiety medication, but I thought about it for probably at least 6 months before I did it, and I did extensive research. But I know my own mental health, so I know what to look for. I know what I can deal with myself. I know what I can't. And it got to the point where, okay, there are things that I can't deal with here that I don't understand. So let's talk about some medication. So I think it's a full meal deal. It's not just like, hey, you have symptoms, here's a pill.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have mental health issues from early in your life, or was it adult onset, or when did this start? In personal experience with yourself?
Yeah, well, I was diagnosed with Tourette syndrome when I was 6 years old. I started having some pretty severe symptoms, like yelling in my class and arm twitches and stuff like that in kindergarten or preschool when I was 5 years old, and formally diagnosed when I was six.
Uh-huh.
But I was also diagnosed with severe ADHD as a child.
Oh.
emphasis on the H, the hyperactive. I was just a nonstop child. And, you know, into my adolescence, I got re-diagnosed with, of course, the same. I was hoping to grow out of Tourette's because I knew you could grow out of it, and I was still embarrassed by that time that, you know, I had it. So I didn't harness it. You know, I didn't accept and make light of my challenges like I do now. So I had re-diagnosed with that. Same thing, severe ADHD, but also anxiety, OCD, and panic disorder. So I felt completely broken. You know, 17 years old walking into a psychiatrist hoping to hear good news, telling me how more messed up that I was or what else needs to be fixed about me. So, you know, it was a really big, long journey. But if I had to guess, I would say that it wasn't just at 17 that I had OCD, anxiety, and panic disorder. I believe that I was living with that, you know, from my childhood on. You know, with the bullying and the stress of having Tourette's syndrome, it just kind of developed into this big snowball.
Okay. And then at 17 or even before that, did doctors prescribe drugs for you back then for treating the symptoms?
Yes, actually too many, I believe. I was diagnosed from when I was 7 years old until, or pardon me, prescribed from 7 until about 17.
Wow.
With an antipsychotic for Tourette's syndrome. And then after that, I had tried another Tourette's syndrome drug, two more actually. And then I had tried something for OCD, then ADHD. And then by the time I was 19, I said, you know what? I'm done with medication. And that's when I started to re-turn around my life. You know, I went through a couple other troubling experiences. I had a miscarriage at 4 months pregnant with an unplanned pregnancy from my high school sweetheart when I was 19 years old. I had some serious depression and suicide ideation. And, you know, and then I got to the point after, you know, a year or so of really, really trying to turn my life around that I just kind of had it with medication, and I went the opposite. I went completely anti-medication because I was always the person who had the rarest side effects of the drugs that you could have that were uncomfortable, that were displeasing. When I was on this antipsychotic for Tourette syndrome, I had this motor tic where I pulled my eyes up that wasn't a part of Tourette's, where my eyes would roll up and I could not pull my eyes down.
Wow.
So I couldn't do anything, and they would not move down from just like staring up.
That must be the most fearful. I mean, the most.
It was painful too.
Freaky. Yeah, that is. Wow.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Huh? You know, speaking of unusual side effects, I don't mean to make light of your symptoms particularly, but it reminds me of every October around Halloween, we have Edward Meyer, the head honcho at Ripley's, Believe It or Not, with medical oddities, and it reminds me of some of the side effects and odd things that people have in the medical community around the world that are, you know, just bizarre or weird or whatever. But that's definitely an unusual one that is probably not, as you say, too common and fortunately so, because otherwise that would be make the drugs even more undesirable. And how long were you taking the drugs consistently for mental disorders throughout your teenage years, or were you, how consistent were you on that, and how well did they keep you, you know, on a straight line, so to speak, or, you know, maintaining routine status?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to comment here, you know, how much freaky stuff goes on with medicine. I think that medicine is so amazing with the miracles that it can have.
Of course,
it can also
yes.
have some really terrifying things of, you know, the unknown or changing our body chemistry. And that's the importance that I stress about understanding your own mental health. I mean, you don't have to be a doctor to get to know your own mental health.
Mm-hmm.
But on to answer your question, you know, I was medicated straight from when I was 7 until when I was 19 years old. And it was very troubling, I think. You know, I fell asleep in all my classes in middle school and high school. So I actually think that the drugs that I was on at the time, all of them actually made me worse. I slept through all my classes. I had that, you know, looking up tic or whatever. There's a name for it, medical terminology, but I'm not 100% sure what it is. And I had these really unpleasant side effects. I couldn't focus. I was like, walked around kind of like a zombie. And then later I found out that this drug is called haloperidol that I was prescribed for Tourette syndrome.
Yes.
It's quite a strong antipsychotic, and it's not even used to to treat Tourette syndrome anymore, and that was actually a kind of a thing of the past, even when I was diagnosed with Tourette syndrome. So I think that, you know, with that, and that's what really put a bad taste in my mouth about medication, you know, and I mean, it's come so far since then, but I had all around a very terrible experience from when I was 7 until 19 with medications. But now that I'm 29 and medicated, I feel great about it. I'm really glad that I made the decision to do it, but I spent years completely anti-medication.
So 29, now you're not going to age after, you're going to be 29 forever, because women typically don't tell their age after 29. So
no, okay. I will never become 30.
Okay, I'm not going to ask when your birthday is. Okay. All right. we need to take one last break of the hour. And if you can stay with us, I want to ask you about depression when we come back, and because what 1 in 5 of us will eventually experience depression sometime in our life, in our lives, and also the upside of anxiety. I have some interesting information on that. But first, a question of health, since we're talking about mental health, and we want to cheer you up. Which of these lunchtime treats will cheer you up the most? Is it A, a cheese omelet, B, the acai bowl, you know, those purple berries, C, bananas on toast? The answer is going to surprise you, and we'll have that when we come back from this brief break with my guest, Brett Francis, the author of Not Broken, How to Overcome Mental Health Challenges and Unlock Your Full Potential. We'll talk about, we talked about her experiences. We'll tell you about how you can improve your experiences of mental health right after this, as Dr. Health continues.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
That makes you you. Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, you can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. Hey, since we were talking about drugs, I've got to make a little light of this, and this is from comedian George Carlin. He says, why is there such a controversy about drug testing? I know plenty of guys who'd be willing to test any drug they can come up with or that they could get their hands on. Yeah, so true, unfortunately. All right, our answer to the question of health, and if you're just tuning us in, the question of health was, which of these lunchtime treats will cheer you up the most? Is it A, a cheese omelet, B, acai bowl, or C, bananas on toast? Let's put our guest on the spot and ask her. Brett, what do you think? What do you think the answer
is? I'm going to go with my gut, what I grew up on, bananas and toast.
Okay, that's one right answer, so you get half a point. It's actually,
yeah.
There's two out of the three that are the answers, and it's A and C, the cheese omelet and bananas on toast. Not the acai bowl, which you would think, you know, it's a superfood and so nutritious and everything, but it's not because of their health-boosting benefits. A study by a neuropsychologist at the Mind Lab found that yellow foods make you feel good, most likely as a result of your brain's childhood associations. You're wired to think of the color yellow symbolizing sunshine and positivity. So, of course, the cheese omelet's yellow. Bananas on toast are, and acai bowl, sorry, that's purple or blue. It'll make you feel blue. All right. So much for that. All right. We don't want to feel blue. So how can you prevent our listeners from feeling blue, or at least minimize the blues in our lives? And we talked about depression before the break. What information do you have in your book that can help our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So I typically have three kind of approaches to dealing with mental health issues, and it's actually from firsthand experience. So what I came up with for myself, actually what I went through, I didn't realize what I was doing at the time, but reflecting back on it, the first step is to accept. I mean, that is the first and biggest one. I can't change that I have Tourette syndrome. I can't change that I have anxiety or any of my other mental illnesses.
Right.
I cannot change that. So we don't need to feel bad about feeling bad. You know, it is okay to not be okay. And the book title, We're Not Broken. So we actually need to realize that it's okay to be depressed. And I know that, you know, I don't wake up in the morning going, hey, you know what? I really feel like being depressed today. I'm not saying, you know, be really psyched about it, but be okay with not being okay. And so once we learn to accept that it's a part of who we are, it's not who we are. It doesn't define us. It's a part of us, but it doesn't take over us. It doesn't rule us.
Mm-hmm.
So when we accept that and that that's a part of ourselves, just like being an extrovert or an introvert is, or just like liking blue or red is a part of us, it's a part of our personality, it's a part of who we are, and we can accept that, then we can be on the road to looking at things from a different perspective, which brings me to my step two, which is change your feelings and perspective. So start to say, okay, you know, what kind of things has depression brought to my life? So one of my friends said, I really hate that I'm depressed. And I said, well, yeah, I don't blame you. But let's think really, you know, think here and say, okay, well, what things has depression brought to your life that you don't think you would have without depression? And so she said, well, nothing. And I said, okay, dig really, really deep. And she said, well, I'm a paramedic and I care for other people.
Wow.
I said, that's great. Well, I'm empathetic and I can pick up on people's vibes and really know how they're feeling. And provide a lot of empathy. And I said, well, that's great as well. And so she really learned to, you know, harness those and understand what great parts. So like anxiety makes me driven. ADHD makes me super creative. So we actually have mental health superpowers and we can use our mental health.
Oh, I like that.
As superpowers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And strength instead of weaknesses and feeling like we're failures and feeling so broken. And then the last step is, of course, to take all of that and then transform our lives based around how we can use our mental illness to our advantage. So let's take the things that it brings positive to our life and let's use that for our career. Let's use that for our relationships. Let's use that for our life and how we feel about ourselves. And I mean, nobody can define your self-worth except for you, nor should anybody be entitled to be able to define your self-worth except for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Like they say, the key to happiness, nobody else holds that key to your happiness. You hold the key to your own happiness.
And, exactly.
And have you heard that comedians often are depressed, or the flip side of comedians and you know, and humor and everything is the fact that a lot of them suffer from mental illnesses, but their comedy is a way of counteracting that, I guess.
Yes, and making other people happy. Robin Williams is a perfect example
right.
of that.
Yeah,
you know, and he lived to make other people happy. You know, and I think a lot of comedians and a lot of people who care for other people too, they compensate for caring for other people because it makes them feel good about themselves. And I'm not saying that that's wrong, but, you know, caring for other people is great, but you also need to care for yourself.
Oh, yeah,
that
first
is
of all.
That is the number one thing.
Yeah, that
yes,
is
absolutely.
One. For sure. And have you heard of some of the positive aspects of anxiety? Here's some interesting information. This comes from the journal Brain Sciences. They say that feeling slightly nervous may help people remember names and faces better. Like, say, if you're going to a party and you don't really know anybody or very few guests. This study was done, let's see, sets of words accompanied by negative or neutral pictures. And then the participants responded to questions assessing their stress levels. And then they completed memory tests. Well, the results were those that felt slightly anxious while reviewing the test material had better recall than their calmer peers. Researchers explained that being a bit on edge sharpens attention, and that ensures new information sticks better. So, you know, like they say, the stress, having a certain amount of stress in your life, as long as it's eustress and not distress, that's EU stress, that really helps to keep your mental faculties humming and keep everything at a pace to where you don't get lethargic or your muscles atrophy from disuse. Maybe we need a certain amount of resistance, so to speak, mentally to keep our mental faculties as sharp as they can be.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, anxiety keeps me on my toes all the time because I never know sometimes what's coming next. And,
right.
And that's a really great thing and exciting sometimes, and sometimes it really sucks. You know, I'm not perfect. Every day I face challenges, just like, you know, anybody else struggling with mental illness. I'm not saying that I'm worse off or better off than anybody else, but every day is a challenge for me. And it's just about how you look at that. So you can choose for those challenges to be little speed bumps, or you can choose for them to be mountains. You know, it's kind of, you know, everything in your life or how you deal with everything. You know, you can't choose to have mental illness, but you can choose how you let it affect your life, how you deal with it, how you look at it, and how you let it affect your relationship.
You mean I don't have to be perfect? Oh, my gosh.
No.
What a concept.
Yes, I'm not perfect. Nobody is.
You know what they say, perfection leads to paralysis. Perfectionism leads to paralysis.
Yes.
And I've been
absolutely
guilty of that in the past, you know, wanting to be orthorexia, being, you know, too healthy. I'm a healthaholic, an admitted healthaholic, but that's another program anyway. And yeah, I guess it's the difference between excitement versus anxiety. It's all perception. You know, are you feeling anxious in a new job interview, or are you feeling excited about the possibility of the new job interview or your position? So you just have to reframe what you're going through or your experience, and that can make all the difference.
Exactly. So. And I think that some people, they'll like get depressed about being depressed, almost in a double depression, or the worst is for me when I have anxiety that I have anxiety. So it's kind of like, you know, just a vicious circle where you get caught in it. It's okay to feel that way. I mean, that's normal for people in life. I mean, people go through situations, losses, physical health ailments, you know, and divorces or fights in their relationships or job changes. And it's just part of life, the way that we feel. And we don't need to feel guilty for that. We don't need to feel bad for feeling sad or for feeling anxious.
Do you remember Dr. Wayne Dyer, America's psychologist? He wrote,
of course,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, right. And well, he was a friend of mine, and he was on the show several times over the years. And he lived here on Maui. Well, we're in Honolulu, but he lived on the island of Maui. So I knew him, and we'd have him on periodically. But I remember he was talking about one of his lectures, you know, years ago, and he was talking about depression, I guess. And then a woman came up to him after the talk and said, and she was obviously frustrated, and she grumpy, and she says, "You mean, Dr. Dyer, to say that you never get depressed?" And he says, "No, I don't have the time, and you know, there's no use, and blah blah blah." And she's shaking her head back and forth. Oh, that's so depressing. You know, she was depressed that he didn't get depressed, and some people are like that. Not only are you talking about double depression, people get depressed about being depressed, but they get depressed about other people not being depressed. That can be just as bad.
Kind of
their jealousy.
Backwards.
Yeah.
Dr. Wayne Dyer is actually one of the people the authors and books that I read when I really wanted to turn my life around. And one of the quotes that he wrote that stuck with me is, the only limits that we have are the limits that we give ourselves.
So true.
How we believe in ourselves is what we're going to get. And I'm not saying like go and like lift a house with your bare hands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying if you believe that you can do something, go for it. We are capable of doing anything with any mental illness, with any physical illness, with anything in our lives. We are capable of anything. And we just need to believe that.
Well, that's the end of the show. Excuse me while I go achieve my life's goals. This is my last radio show. No. Just kidding.
Don't do it.
Actually, this is one of my goals. We're getting feedback. Are you okay? Now we're okay. Actually, this is something I've always wanted to do, and I've been fortunate to be able to have done it for 28 years so far. Hopefully, another 28 to disseminate information from riveting guests like you, and to share information on how people can be healthier in their life, both mentally and physically. And we really appreciate you being. Oh, and how can people get your book, Not Broken, How to Overcome Mental Challenges, Brett?
Yeah, absolutely. Not Broken, How to Overcome Mental Health Challenges and Unlock Your Full Potential can be found anywhere on Amazon.
All right. As can everybody, everything else. The whole world is on Amazon. You know, it's an Amazon world.
It's been my pleasure, David. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And best of luck on your continued success. And can you give us a mental health tip to leave everybody with in this last segment or last minute of the show?
Absolutely. Challenge yourself, care for yourself, and you're not alone. So no matter how much you feel like you are, you are absolutely not alone or broken.
Truer words were never spoken. Thanks so much, Brett Francis.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Brett Francis again. The book, Not Broken, How to Overcome Mental Health Challenges and Unlock Your Full Potential. All right, when we come back, we'll have Always Eat Dessert. That's an author in the second hour of the program. She'll be with us. And then also we'll talk about health spas and hot springs. If you've never been to hot springs, you're missing out. And maybe that could be your next summer vacation. But we'll talk about the health benefits of wellness vacations and much more, as well as all of our regular features next hour, The Fitness File, Funny Bone Pharmacy, Matters of Sexual Health, and Dick Allgaier's Health Report. So stick around after the top of the hour Fox News here on The Healthiest, 2 hours on radio.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.